and greatest data from whatever your data source happens to be. However, it's far less efficient because you need to have a server in place to respond to those requests as opposed to caching everything on a global CDN. Imagine something like an eBay auction where you have millions of listings and those listings are changing all the time. That's probably a good candidate, or SSR. In any case, it's very easy to implement in Next. Back in our page, we'll go ahead and implement another function called get server side props. The only thing that actually changes in our code is the name of the function. We can simply copy the body of the get static props function and paste it into our new function. It does the exact same thing, but does it on every request instead of at build time. Then we can comment out get static props and get static paths because we no longer need those functions. But the real beauty next is that we can apply both of these paradigms wherever we want in the application. We're not limited to one or the other. I'm going to go ahead and wrap things up there. If there's anything you want to see in my full Next course, make sure to let me know in the comments. Thanks for watching, and I will see you in the next one.